Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, fellow Earthbound explorers, to a new episode of Hidden Mysteries. If you're like me and wonder what it all means, what it's all about, Alfie, then you're in the right place. I'm Mimi, your host for this evening. This is July 5th, 2018, coming to you from the New York area. My co-host, Reverend Maria, has been on sabbatical lately. However, if you'd like to get in touch with her, you may do so at 631-559-1248 to schedule your personal session with her. Maria is an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, a European shaman and a published author, as well as a spiritual life coach and a public speaker on spiritual, psychic, and paranormal topics. You can also go to Maria's website at mariadeandrea.com or use the links below our show's description here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm a writer, a videographer, an avid researcher on the paranormal and the spiritual, and have produced segments on these topics for over 15 years. Check out mquestmedia.com for other programs like this, and drop me an email on suggestions for topics for upcoming shows. So recently, I found myself in a very precarious situation in my life. A few weeks ago, I broke my right ankle just yards away from my home. My ankle sunk through some unsteady ground covered by grass, and it broke my fibula. And I heard that break very, very clearly. The doctors at the hospital diagnosed me with several weeks of downtime ahead of me. Instead of being presented with an award for great achievement and a broken ankle, well done, I was given a pair of crutches that put an awful lot of strain on my body as the days have gone on. Navigating with these in an apartment with wooden floors is not easy. Try to find your balance when you're already exhausted throughout your body from dragging a broken limb in a heavy cast. You know, it's the 21st century, medical people. Can't you find something better to help us get around with? Anyway, so when you find yourself with one limb out of commission, all the daily tasks that you normally do each day without thought suddenly becomes insurmountable. Every step, hop, on the crutches makes you so tired that you have to rest in between each mission. You also start to realize you need to strategize your actions to do the most in the least amount of movements. I began to gather items together that I would need for my daily routines in the bathroom so that I would have easy access to everything while standing at the sink, balancing myself on that one good foot I had of mine. And while moving from one room to another, I fashioned a pouch to sling over one shoulder with items that I may need at a moment's notice, like my cell phone, tissues, iPad. Yeah, we all have our priorities, really. My living room became my main base of operations. I set up shop at my coffee table with the various items I knew I would would come in handy, so I wouldn't have to get up and waste my energy, like vitamins and water and lotion, remote control books, ibuprofen when my foot started to hurt, and so on. Items that I would have had neatly put away in their own place are now haphazardly brought together in one convenient spot. All that Felix Unger OCD behavior goes out the door when you find yourself in a place of vulnerability and awareness of your incapacity to perform even the tiniest tasks as you once had. Then there's this whole thing about what is expected when it comes to letting friends come in to help you at such a time. Though they may offer and repeat the mantra, if you need anything, let me know. You wonder how far anyone is willing to go because everything becomes really a big task. And you really don't want to have to take precious time away from another person's life to do it. You don't want to feel like a burden. Of course, trying to balance on one foot at your kitchen counter as you prepare a meal, for example, becomes an exhausting task at best. I had to have something nearby to either lean on or sit on, like a walker or a chair, because the fear of slipping is constantly on my mind now. Then there's figuring out, once food is prepared, how the hell do you get that plate to the coffee table and couch area, since you have to have been told by the doctor constantly to elevate that bad ankle as much as possible, and the couch being the only place to do it properly. My creative juices have been flowing during this ordeal, so I took an aluminum tray I used for serving food and placed my food and other items in it. And this I pushed along the floor with my crutches as I hopped along back to base one. Because this is the online era, just about anything can be ordered over the internet, from groceries, pet food, to pharmacy. But to me, the areas that a person can really come in handy in this situation is more to do with cleaning, taking out the garbage, doing the laundry, food preparation, just being there. Although there is that underlying feeling that I will also have to entertain them as guests, as I would do under normal circumstances. After all, you want to make it worth their while for being there. So you see, this whole area becomes extremely uncomfortable. As an independent female, I would normally be doing all of these tests myself. Certainly would not impose on anyone else's life my personal needs, especially since everyone has to deal with their own. And I suppose having people see you at your most vulnerable is also not a very attractive component to the whole scenario. Now, if you're like me, you're apt to question the reasons behind every incident that occurs in your life like this. The spiritual ramifications, the big question of why did this happen, starts to percolate in your mind. Those with a belief in bad luck might consider this the run-of-the-mill, you have no good luck in your life and this is the way it's going to be. Others will just say, well, shit happens. I've come to the conclusion that when the universe wants to get your attention, it will try very hard to get it. And the method may not be of your liking. After all, why would anyone like a broken ankle? Was there an agreement slyly slipped to me one evening that I signed without reading? Of course, you can rationalize that it could have been worse, that maybe the universe just wanted you to sit back and take it easy for a while, nurture yourself, something we just don't do as much as we think we do, even when attending weekly yoga classes, drinking endless bottles of water each day, fighting for time on the treadmill at the gym, and reminding ourselves each week to eat extra kale. We think that's nurturing, but it just becomes another stressful act we pressure ourselves to do each week, or even to remember to do. And this is all for our bodies anyway, not for the other aspects of ourselves. And though we are so used to constantly doing and accomplishing things, when we do have the chance to sit and think for a bit of time, we're watching the clock and looking for ways to get on with the next task. We're taught that just sitting around means lazy. Besides that, sitting still causes us to think too much, while all the extracurricular activities we deal with each day helps us to hide from those contemplations. It tries to divert our attention from reflecting on our lives that may not be easy to deal with. We jam-pack every free moment we might just have and fill it up with what we think are accomplishments. Maybe they're just excuses to keep us from digging deep into our psyche, finding something that may disturb us. And the human mind is certainly full of that. The thing is, we don't care to display what we think of as our human imperfections. God forbid if you get a little angry about something that's happening in your life right at that moment. Society considers that an immense flaw in our programming. I know personally that since the accident, I've had flashes of anger stirred up because of this feeling that it shouldn't have happened. And every time I lose my balance and accidentally step back on my bad foot, the pain reminds me yet again of the stupidity of what occurred. We don't want to show our human side because we're ashamed of it. We've been told it's our bad side and should not be entertained at all. We came to Earth to explore ourselves as emotional beings, so when we choose to bury it all, it creates even more emotional problems, much greater along the way. We have to let it out, to be ourselves, so that we can seek a freedom that goes beyond our need to walk with ease on two limbs. Being authentically ourselves is our mission here, warts and all. And also, the other reason we feel this need to constantly do so much in our lives is the fear that if we don't, we'll die without ever having experienced them. Talking about fear, this is another aspect of our humanness that comes up again and again, especially in my current condition. Comes up profusely when I'm attempting to get out of my apartment to get to another doctor's appointment. Hobbling on crutches from apartment door to a friend's car has increased my fear of endangering additional body parts, or just the one that I already have. Focusing on each tiny movement of the crutches as you advance your way down what appears to be an endless trek to the parking lot has struck so much fear in me. My balance wavers and I catch myself holding my breath in every time another hop and crutch movement is made along the pavement. Until I actually get in the car, I can't allow myself to even relax. in my mind, it's like running a two-third base in very slow motion. Once you damage one limb, you feel like you can do it again to another. So every movement brings along pangs of anxiety. Since the accident, a friend brought over a walker that I've started to use to get around the house. I've improvised it with it since I'm able to sit on it, and I move myself from one room to the other more easily than dealing with the crutches. It takes away the fear of falling. It gives me a way to take care of many of my at-home tasks when no one else is around to help. So as I lie here on my couch with my fractured ankle propped up on a pillow, a bad ache on the upper portion of my leg trying to support the weight of the cast, and those crutches of mine sliding yet again down the side of my couch, I wonder how I'm going to get through the next several weeks of this daily routine. And what was it the universe felt I needed to nurture in the first place, and why? Was it a way to break that link of daily frustration that we feel as we go from home to job and back again? Was it a means to rethink that path that our life has taken? Was this a midlife crisis revealed? Life becomes extremely monotonous and mechanical. We just go along for a long period of time like we're in a trance. We don't question our reason for doing any of it, and we can't even fathom a reality where we are no longer in the throes of these same tasks. It's by stepping out of the sameness of life that things begin to change. That's when the universe steps up and transforms everything. Author and speaker Bob Proctor has lectured on the programming our conscious mind takes on from the moment we come into this world. Every movement we make is a reflection of the thoughts of our parents and their parents before them. And it becomes the reason why we duplicate certain life patterns. We inherit our family's mental loop, which goes on from generation to generation until we hopefully recognize it and finally stop it ourselves. Our minds tend to go on more adventures than we do physically. Before we've even started a task, our mind has already seen it go through its phases from beginning to end. Every day we get stuck in this loop like a needle on an old turntable. And by the way, I'm referring to those, you know, big round records we used to have, you know, if you happen to be born during the CD era. We fill in the terrible what-ifs to seamlessly justify all the bad things that can happen. Though we all find it incredibly exhausting, we just can't help ourselves. We're just stuck in a trance, hard to wake up from. Well, back to my ankle. It has started to heal. It's been itching me like crazy lately. And then I was surprised by the doctor recently when I was told that I had to begin to walk a little on it. That shocked me so much that when I attempted to do so, I completely forgot how to walk with both feet, since I've been hopping only on one for some time now. So now I have to relearn these skills for the next phase of my ankle rehabilitation. I was actually starting to feel like Joan Crawford in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. You know how she was all cooped up in a wheelchair in a big house, tortured by her deranged sister? I just pray Baby Jane doesn't decide to serve me dead bird under glass like she did Joan. She gets so ticked off by the littlest things nowadays. Well, enough of my mental ravings. And thank you all for joining me this evening on Hidden Mysteries. And don't forget to mark us as your favorite so that you continue to receive notifications of upcoming shows. And be sure to visit us on facebook.com/mquestmedia. And there you can send either comments or suggestions for upcoming shows. And don't forget you can get in touch with Reverend Maria at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631-559-1248. 631-559-1248. So until next time, have a nice night, and thank you all for joining me tonight. We'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.